brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For like 10 minutes, a guest pop in who's not even a whistleblower, but spoken out against the TSA and being threatened with arrest if he does, outside of the airport. Well, the TSA isn't just set to tell people we'll arrest you if you criticize them in the airport. By the way, will you print me that article? I forgot to ask him about that last time he was on. Now, if you criticize them outside of the airport, they'll arrest you because America is so free. And some of the articles up at Infowars.com, EU set to monitor intolerant citizens to ban criticism of Islam or feminism. So, again, they all have rights. You have no rights. Because they get these groups to be hyper-aggressive about their rights, and then you're taught that it's politically correct for you to be a slave. You can't even have kids, can't even be a family. Christianity will be banned, just like the Pentagon's teaching the military. Being an evangelical is illegal. You will be arrested. That's mainstream news. And then, of course, they backed off when we exposed it for now. But they're going to keep doing it behind the scenes. These are authoritarians. And again, they're out to get Christians, folks. Okay, it's a bottom line clash of civilizations. While the globalists kill Muslims overseas, they bring the Muslims in and then use them as a set piece for divide and conquer. It's total war against everybody, folks. The Democrats don't want to open the borders up along with the Republicans to bring folks in and all be kumbaya happy. They're there to invoke racial division so that they can be the referees. Let's talk. I mean, these are criminals, folks. They know what they're doing. Let's talk to Leslie in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I was calling to ask the question how Obamacare is going to affect Medicare.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Like, what effects is going to have, like, what changes is going to have on it?
Well, it's a very complex issue, but it will just further bankrupt the program. They're going to bring in 30 million more illegals to weigh it down, and then it will allow the insurance companies and it will allow the care providers and HMOs to give you a lower quality of care. And then basically bring in death panels if you ever get in bad shape and basically kill you. And so that's their mandate, is to kill you. So down the road, they weigh the system down until it implodes. Then productive people say, we're sick of this. So then they'll start sterilizing folks on welfare, not letting them vote, and then finally euthanizing them. And then, of course, while they poison the middle class as well, but the eugenicists play the poor off against the middle class to get the middle class to sign on to eugenics. See the psychology game they're playing?
Yeah, I do.
Pretty sick, huh?
It really is.
And the problem is, as long as people don't get sophisticated enough to understand this, I mean, it's not that sophisticated. Can't people get that the Rothschilds funded both sides of the Napoleonic War? Can't people get that big banks funded Hitler and the West, England and the U.S.? Can't people get these globalists, just like the whistleblowers we've had on, say, look, we're giving Assad weapons, and they're giving al-Qaeda weapons. I mean, people need to understand this, that they want to destroy everything. It's pretty easy to manage from that position, isn't it? Because then you're the only secure group. You destroy everyone else but yourself. They have a name for it. It's called siege, the oldest form of total warfare. And I should develop a term for that. We could call it political economic siege. Or Agenda 21 is the deployment of physical, human resource, economic, but also cultural, total war, incrementally, because humans aren't designed to fight something that's incremental that moves at such a slow speed. It goes through our shield, because our shields are for a frontal attack. You know, when a rhinoceros is running at us, we know to get out of the way. But the enemy moves at such slow speed that it's very hard to deal with. How do you deal with that? Well, you take the historical context of the attack profile as a... type of condensed video time lapse, and you show people in historical time lapse how this is done. I think that's the only way. I've just had an epiphany. It's time lapse political breakdown. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, so does he, Alex Jones, and the GCN Radio Network.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going in against the New World Order. This is not a drill. This is not a game. Collectivization, they want you poor and dumb and absolutely dependent on them. That is their goal. And you've got the Republican Party leadership. You've got them all working around the clock right now to destroy the Libertarian Constitutionalist Tea Party. And I covered some of that in the last hour, but I want to go back to your phone calls now. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We're going to go to Juan and Rob and Terry and J.D. and Don from Great Britain and many more here in just a moment. Here are some of the headlines we haven't gotten to yet. Just now breaking up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. EU set to monitor intolerant citizens controlling social behavior. The proposal would ban criticism of Islam and feminism. And if you try to not want to have your kids homeschooled, you'll be arrested, just like in Germany. This is the total tyranny. Remember, we covered it. It got picked up nationally. The Pentagon was teaching through the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, an official training, that being an evangelical Christian, remember, the Tea Party is illegal, and you will be arrested. They said you will be court-martialed. No ifs, ands, or buts. If you, as a soldier, are part of a mainline Christian group, it'd be one thing if it was a really bad group. That'd still be free speech. And I would defend those rights. Folks, this is like even freaking me out. It's moving this fast. I mean, that's because they can't beat us politically. The idea of liberty is too popular. They can't just call it right wing and demonize it. It's as right wing as Thomas Jefferson, who was a liberal. These are authoritarians. So we've actually got calls about that. Get people's take on that subject. Here's another big one, speaking of global governance, right here. United Nations to take over the Alamo. And believe it or not, it's official. It's even in the San Antonio newspaper, San Antonio Express News. United Nations to take over the Alamo. UN flag may fly above Shrine of Liberty if designated as World Heritage Site. When you do that, you go under UN control, and the city goes under UNESCO control. I mean, this is unprecedented, what's happening on that front. Continuing now, let's get into the whole NSA situation. Kurt Nimmo wrote a story about this, but it's also in the Associated Press. Government may stop spying on world leaders. What, because they said so? That's like saying Sandusky will stop raping children if you let him be in a room full of them. Or he promises to move his house from, you know, right behind a playground. I mean, give me a break. Government may stop spying on world leaders, but not you, because you don't have a lobby. The other mafias, maybe so. Here's another one, L.A. Times. White House okayed spying on allies, U.S. intelligence officials say. They say he's lying, blaming them. This is kind of like when Senator Dodd, back with the NDAA, the White House came out and said, we're against it, it's not going to pass, don't worry, to kill opposition. That's how it works. And then when it came out, they said, oh, Dodd wrote it. And Dodd got mad and released the letter from Obama saying, I'm a constitutional lawyer, it's fine to secretly arrest and execute people, including U.S. citizens. And we have that, I think it's in, is it Obama deception or Fall of the Republic? It's Fall of the Republic. We have that whole debate going on in there. So this is the deception. Obama writes it up with his lawyers. They say, don't worry, it's not going to pass. They secretly get introduced, the fact that they're the sponsor. Then they blame their own party with the Republicans. And then Obama says, don't worry, it passed. I won't sign it. And then he signs it. It's all about betrayal. And I've never seen so much betrayal. But it's okay because he's black, if you really believe that even. So there is the bottom line on that. White House okayed spying on allies. U.S. intelligence officials say NSA and other U.S. intelligence agency staff members are said to be angry at Obama for denying knowledge of their spying. And, of course, he didn't know about going after the Tea Party with the IRS. That's totally illegal. That's shockingly criminal to persecute people for their mainline political activity. That's one step away from arresting people for their speech. And they're already telling the Army, a captive audience, we will arrest you if you're part of this. And they're moving to ban this stuff in England. Oh, you don't want your 5-year-old taught how to have anal sex? We'll just arrest you. That's actually going on. Oh, you said the word homosexual. We say that scientific name is hurtful. You're arrested, Robin Page, BBC presenter. Arrested. These are authoritarians. They're the danger. People go, you're a homophobe. I don't even think about it. I don't even care. Grow up. I care about people having the right to say what they want, whether I agree with it or not. You morons. Man, I'm telling you, Democrats, don't you get, you are the takeover group. You're the closers. You think you're on a power trip? You're going to get everything ruined as well. You're going to get the collectivism you wanted, dummies. Oh, man, it makes me sick. Do you have any idea about history? No, I guess you don't. You don't have a clue. So here we go. Here's Newsbusters reports a way too common headline, Obama unaware of everything. Scandalous. When he is the front man for it all, but he's in there, helping co-author the stuff. He's a fellow traveler with the New World Order. He's a eugenicist. They think it's cute. They think it's funny. They're very proud of themselves. And then here's a New York Times whitewasher article, the White House on spying. And then it just gets into all their babble. And then the best of all, we had Diane, I'm going to ban your guns, Feinstein. We've had her running around saying that the NSA surveillance is not surveillance. That's a quote. So like I said, you know, your neighbor ends up shooting their other neighbor. When the cops show up, just have the neighbor say, I didn't kill Bob. The cop's like, there's 5 bullet holes in him. Your own surveillance, you know, camera, your own surveillance camera shooting him. No, I didn't. That's not death. I define that as not death. And the cops just go, okay, he's not dead then. Bye. Have a good day. And I'm telling you, nowadays, that people are in such trances, you could probably do that. You could probably be stabbing your neighbor, you know, with a dagger, and the cops would pull up, and they'd be like, I mean, this is mind control. Now, Dianne Feinstein has come out. Democrat Senate Intelligence Chair Dianne Scumstein calls for major review. She means major whitewash by them, grandstanding up there. I'm so sick of that potato-headed woman and all of her tyranny, that wicked witch. I mean, what a piece of trash. Went to Congress with $1 million, worth over $100 million now, a bloated pig. Her husband gets contracts off a bill she passes by the billions. She is a criminal scumbag. Sue me if it isn't true, you filthy witch with armed bodyguards and your own concealed carry who wants my gun because you want to conquer me, witch. I get it. You think I'm your slave. Go to Hades from which you came. I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to depart this plane in the name of Jesus Christ. I bet her head is in the Senate right now spinning, spewing green vomit, green pea soup, split speak. In fact, her new name is Senator Linda Blair Feinstein. They hate our will. They hate it when we have heart. They hate it when we see who they are. I see you. Go ahead and have your buddies nuke a city and blame it on the Patriots, witch. See if you win. You'll be the number one suspect. Oh, strike me down, witch. You think I'm afraid of you? I'm afraid of the creator of the universe. I'm God-fearing, not devil-fearing. There's our new official Senate photo, ladies and gentlemen, on screen for TV viewers. All right, the witch king, Dianne Feinstein, the great hypocrite defiler of liberty. And then it turns out there's a giant NSA spy hub in Berlin. Folks, the Germans are spying just as much in Europe. And I'm not saying it's good what Obobo's doing. They're all run by the same globalist interests. This is all them acting like it's not a global private corporate spy grid and 2,000 companies aren't tied into all of it. On and on and on and on and on. It's all complete fraud. This is just a rollout. Just like I told you months ago. Years ago, the DEA's jacked into all the NSA stuff, everything you do. That came out in Associated Press, McClatchy newspapers first. Now, I told you that they would go do fake investigations using NSA stuff on low-level drug dealers, stuff people that cut in on their profit. I mean, that's their business. How dare a low-level drug dealer run drugs they don't control or they didn't buy from them? So that's what the NSA's there for. So the DEA, which are a bunch of drug-dealing criminals on record, a bunch of gangster thugs, coward thugs. They're not even honest enough to be a street gangster. They're a bunch of narcotics traffickers. It's on record. Just look it up. They are using that in court, so they have to go do a fake investigation to act like they have the data. Now the New York Times reported Sunday, now they're just admitting warrantless wiretapping in court, and it's just all completely open. Prosecutors now just don't even hide the fact they've got warrantless garbage. And by the way, with all these systems, they can plant stuff on you. Under Section, 213 of the Patriot Act, the sneak and peek provision. And if you catch one of these dirt bags in your house planting smack, that they just, you know, shipped in on a C-130 and shipped little kids out on, oh, yeah. I mean, the abominable demons of hell you've signed on to, everybody. Hope you feel like you're winners, all you thug cops that think you're gangsters, all you bureaucrats. Yeah. Let's look at it. Federal prosecutors in a policy shift cite warrantless wiretaps as evidence. But you can't use the NSA data to prove your innocence. Courts have already ruled. They don't. They know when you really didn't do something. They don't care. They just want to put you in a private prison owned by large multinational banks that launder drug money. They don't just have you use their product and go rob houses to get the money for the overpriced product. They then put you in their factory, displacing workers on the outside, and the redneck workers on the outside go, make them prisoners work for 25 cents an hour, driving down your wages. But don't feel bad about the rednecks wanting to put everybody in prison. All the liberals want to open the borders up for all the illegals to come in to drive down their wages further as well. Everybody wants to get hurt. And the New World Order is giving. They will hurt you. That's why they've now announced Texas will have 537% premium increases. We'll cover that when we come back. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a four-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
Bottom line, we got a bunch of technocrats with high-tech systems using them to totally enslave us, trying to dumb us down. Look at these headlines, and I'm going back to your calls. NASDAQ index frozen, stocks trading normally. This went on for like an hour today. And you're going to see more and more of this every time it turns out they were monkeying, stealing a bunch of money, changing something in the financial matrix. So that's reported by CNBC. But don't worry, everything's fine now. Move along, nothing to see here. And then, even healthy kids can die from flu complications, says the CDC, run and funded by Big Pharma, who's given themselves total liability protection from their deadly flu shot that they admit never protects you. It's a total fraud. And doubles your chances of getting the regular seasonal flu. Canadian study. But so what? Here's the Los Angeles Times. Did you know they found the fountain of youth? It wasn't in Florida? No. Flu shots may reduce risk of heart attacks, strokes, and even death, says the Los Angeles Times. Science now. Doesn't matter. All the studies show three consecutive flu shots above 60 double your chances of Alzheimer's. I shouldn't laugh. It's just very painful to cover this. But that's right. And there's no side effects, even though the insert says the opposite. It makes you live forever. You know why? You know, Jesus came out of his tomb on the third day. Somebody in a time machine flew back there, gave him a flu shot. Did you know that? In fact, the Roman soldier, that's what it was on the end of the spear of destiny. The spear of destiny was a big flu shot full of mercury, which they say is good for your brain. It's good for children's brains. I actually have a CBS News clip. Not going to play it again and torture you. I've played it 300 times over the years. Let's go to some other evil people. Robert's listening in Chicago, the home of our Lord and King Obama, listening on 1530 AM WCKG. And Rob, good to have you on the show today, terrorist.
Hey, Alex, brother. How you doing over there?
I'm doing great. I love the government.
Yeah, you know, it's good to talk to you. Yeah, it's pretty much a joke. I think everything that this whole thing going on with this country, it's just blowing up. I mean, it's accelerating pretty fast. But I love that you keep putting the spotlight on this evil, and God help us all, and God bless us all, that's for sure.
Well, here's the deal. People think, oh, my gosh, this is going to bring them down. They're so corrupt. No, they're going to bring us down. They're trying to wreck the country to make the average person only depend on government. They're trying to hurt us so bad and destroy every other avenue to collectivize us, and it's called Cloward and Piven, which is just a composite of an older strategy. So this is a criminal conspiracy. We have to get that word out to everybody, or they're going to win. But things are blowing up in their face nicely. They're actually getting the blame for it, and that's good.
You know, I wanted to say, is there a way that you could spotlight more names of people that support, basically going against the Obamacare in general? I mean, can you...
It's the real grassroots Tea Party that the entire Republican leadership and Democratic leadership have declared concerted war, and the Fortune 500 are putting hundreds of millions in now for 2014. Hundreds of millions. One Senate campaign fund is giving 50 mil against the Tea Party. That's because the real Tea Party is the threat. They don't want America bankrupted. They want us to own guns. They want sovereignty. They want to control the borders. I mean, I wouldn't be against 20 million illegals if we could get them to be pro-America and not, get welfare. But no, it's meant to sink the country. The globalists want to how the Soviets took over countries, right? They would get in politically with socialists and then wreck everything and then collapse it and say, oh, Russia's coming in to help us. Or the central government's coming in to help you. And then people would say, you're the ones that cut off the stuff that did this. And they would have the secret police arrest them and say, quiet, everyone. It's these people criticizing the dear leader's plan that caused all the problems. North Korea wants people to live like that over there. Do you understand that? This is what they do. They enjoy starving and death because it makes them feel more powerful in their uniforms. You understand that criminology, sir? It's a mass psychopathic wonderland is what they want to build. They call it the Red Terror.
It's the old saying, it's what the eyes see and the ears hear, the mind believes, redirection. And they've been doing it for a long time.
Well, we have to realize that these are conscious criminals. I mean, they know they're criminals. Even their mid-level people are officers. I've snuck into their meetings. I've covered it. I've been to Agenda 21 meetings. I've talked to them with the camera off, and I go, this is a criminal takeover. And they've laughed at me and said, yeah, it is. And get out of my way or I'll kick your bleep. I had a Dallas cowboy at one of the famous Agenda 21 meetings, Smart Growth. And we turned the cameras off because they said we couldn't go in this meeting room unless we did. We interviewed Michael Dell there, a bunch of others. And I was like, in a little press conference thing, it was only written questions. I had to sign a thing to do that. So Mike Hansen was there with his camera left outside. And he was there. I forget the Dallas Cowboys name. He's famous. He's a white guy. And I said that he goes really aggressive. And he goes, get out of my way before I kick your bleep. Of course we're taking over. And they all just looked at each other and laughed. Basically high-fived the mayor. It was just like, yeah, these people are ours. Criminal takeover. Yeah, there's nothing they won't take. Yeah. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Suddenly a man starts acting strangely. He starts saying, I'm God, I'm in charge. LAX police arrest that man, and he turns out to be a TSA agent.
I am God, I'm in charge, I'm in charge.
I have power, I have power, I have power.
We got to take the power back.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We got to take the power back.
Old pants down, they went down around my ankles.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to Terry and JD and Juan and Don and Anthony, everybody, here in about 15 minutes when our guest leaves us. And then we've got the one, the only, Wayne Madsen, the original NSA whistleblower. That's why the media, the corporate-controlled media, gives him no coverage. He's the guy years ago, back in the late 90s, and then again last year on the show and earlier this year, breaking down everything about the NSA that he can say in Europe and pointing out the main spy bases are in England. All of that is now in the news today, and Cameron is calling for arresting members of the press that report on it now. Now that's the Prime Minister from 10 Downing Narcotics Trafficking Street over in England. By the way, there's some pedophile news on the Savelle. His chauffeur that reportedly was deeply involved in things and had been gotten in trouble for all the children being procured for the royal family, including reportedly children that didn't come back. That's just, they don't just, yeah. pretty hardcore beyond Sandusky. He was a big supplier as well to the establishment. You don't get in the club unless you do that. Well, he's been found dead after missing the trial. David Smith was the first person to be charged with sexual offenses as part of the operation. U-Tree, following the Chevelle revelations, the top BBC broadcaster. Well, you can see a Victoria's Secret ad there on Sky News. Let's just say they're not into that. How you couldn't be, I don't have any idea, but okay. This is what demons are into. Anyways, the point is that we're going to be talking about that a little bit for you as well. By the way, I remember David Icke a decade ago naming Chevelle and saying he procured children for the royal family. And, of course, Icke worked at the BBC, and the stuff he says is so wild, and then it just keeps coming true. No wonder people think he's so whacked out. Maybe he isn't crazy. Maybe he just knows too much and saw too much. I don't even know anymore. I mean, I don't know what to say at this point, but if you look up Chevelle, Jimmy Chevelle, at the photos of him, the demonic pig creature that ran children's charities for the CPS and would drive huge busloads of them around to the different castles, can you imagine the reportedly, folks, they would slit children's throats in front of the prime ministers. That's what else Icke said 10 years ago. And I'm sure it's all true. They never sued him over it. With a straight razor, folks, little girls. But can you imagine slitting a four-year-old girl's throat? That's what you're dealing with, people that like to slit children's throats and watch them bleed out on the ground. And I'm sorry you don't want to hear stuff like this, folks. This is who we face. Joseph Mengele liked to do stuff like that. By the way, he was protected and brought to South America by the CIA. That has been partially declassified. He would at least once a week take five kids in the back of his Mercedes open-air limo with two SS officers, and he would drive children out of the woods, and then he liked to watch them gobble a chocolate bar. These were starving children. And then he would shoot them each in the head with a Luger. Just to watch he's liked to watch the blood spray out of their heads. And, of course, those were the lucky kids. Other ones he tortured sometimes for months on end, sewing twins together, everything else. Oh, I know, you don't want to hear this. You want to watch fake zombie shows and, you know, be in a culture of death and murder and think it's all cute and sexy while the globalists are consuming children quite literally right now. You go watch movies like Hostel and get into the torture and live vicariously through it. You're going to have your world torn apart for what you've done to these children. By not fighting the New World Order, you've all aided it. In fact, all of us are guilty. After all, we've killed 50-plus million babies in this country since Roe v. Wade, and we just say they're not children. Well, why should they be children up to age three now? You know, these different bioethics journals come out and say, kill babies that are healthy up to age three. Kill old people. Why not? And you're like, yeah, I'm a yuppie. I'm a collectivist. Kill people. I'll get more welfare. You're not going to get anything either, you unempathetic little degenerate. You're not a liberal. What you are is blood-sucking parasites and filth. Excuse me. I start looking at images of Chevelle and just... pull up images of Sandusky, that same demonic look, and their mouths look, are all these yellow, crooked, demonic teeth, and they look like demons. It's because they are. I mean, when I see the image of Jerry Sandusky, man, I just think about what I do to his head with a baseball bat. And that's why I just can't look at it, because anybody that hurts children, like a giant demonic ferret. Yeah, that's not the really sick ones. Get one where he's smiling. He's got all pointed teeth, basically. I mean, that, and then put him next to Sandusky next to Chevelle. And you better believe it, folks. He was a procurer of children. Why do you think he was raping kids at high noon in the showers? Because that whole place is a giant pedo command base. Of course, I told you that, and it's all come out now. That's who runs America, is a bunch of pedophile trash. I'm just begging them to kill me when I get on them like this. But I just can't shut up. I don't want to die, but I'm not going to live like a coward. And they're hurting children right now. And all of us have to wake up to the scum that's taken this country over. You think our government protected Joseph Mengele just to get his knowledge, folks? They loved him. They'd done all the secret testing on little kids here as well. He was coming home. Learn about eugenics. Learn about secret testing. Learn about it. Hillary apologized this year for injecting Guatemalan children in a CIA program with syphilis. You don't just think they inject the black people with syphilis, do you? They inject anybody they can get their hands on. Nobody's going to believe poor black folks are Guatemalans, and nobody's going to believe anybody else now either. Because the government loves us, and we've learned to love them and do what they say, and now they're going to take real good care of everybody. Don't you all feel safe? We're going to our guest here in a moment, Jonathan Corbett. But before I go any further, I want to just tell folks we have the best gravity-fed filters. They blow away the competition in side-by-side comparisons. Go look at the comparisons to all the leading competition. The ProPure, Pro One cuts out the fluoride, the glyphosates, all of it in one filter. It's revolutionary. It's not heads above the competition. It is light years above them. And they've now got a pitcher system that's only $59. The filter should be that much. With a nice pitcher, the whole system, you get the stainless steel for 100 and something with the Nomad and some of their least expensive systems. They've got big systems up to $300. The point is your purchase also supports the broadcast. Promo code WATER. Oh, sorry, it's $54 for that, not $59. For the Pro Pure Water Pitcher with Pro Black DM Filter. And you can also get it with the Pro One. So it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And then you can also go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Nation Iodine. More of it just came in today, but that's going to fill some back orders. We'll be able to fill all the orders that have come in next week when the big mother load shipment gets in. It's being produced in the laboratory right now with this patented system for the thyroid and for blocking different radioactive isotopes that go into the thyroid, but also for overall glandular health. Read the details at InfoWarsLife.com. Watch the video that breaks it down with Dr. Group and others. It is InfoWars Life Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, dietary supplement unlike any other out there. Patented, InfoWarsLife.com. Or InfoWarsStore.com will also take you there, 888-253-3139. Or you can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 787-6-0. All right, folks. Shifting gears now to our guest who's with us till the end of the hour. Then we're going to take your calls, and then at 15 after, get our NSA whistleblower on. Jonathan Corbett is a technology entrepreneur and civil rights advocate. That means terrorist. Mr. Corbett has worked on issues such as TSA abuse and NYPD stop and frisk, which he's helped defeat, and is now continuing by going through the body scanners with simulated explosives to prove it's all a fraud. And to explain to some of the viewers out there that I saw on YouTube later, he was involved in a court case with them where documents came out that got inadvertently published by somebody in the government, not him, on websites, and then they called him up and said, you're not allowed to talk about this, even though it was now public. And then they removed it off the government website. Some of the morons on YouTube later when this live show got archived on there were thinking, who's this guy claiming he's been threatened by a federal prosecutor? How do we know who he is? Well, listen, dummies, he's been all over international news as an activist against the TSA. So I need to introduce him properly to the morons out there. And I'm not mad at you, except I want you to be smart and informed, not making excuses about everything. Stop being in denial. And he's got TSAoutofourpants.wordpress.com. And so he didn't leak this info. It was put out there by the government. He starts talking about it. By the time we call him to get him on, when we got tipped off by emails that was going on by listeners, that they put up on their site that it's all fake, it's not for terrorists, it's to condition us and train us. I don't need to see secret documents to know that. It's obvious. But for the general public, this is coffin nails to this fraudulent agency that now is getting all your personal data and tracking you outside the airport. And so they call up and threaten him that bad things are going to happen if he talks about a document that somebody in their system released, probably a whistleblower, but not him in the federal courts. And then the dumbed-down public can't even understand he's a famous whistleblower himself by infiltrating and exposing them. So he joins us, but I want to play this clip because it fits in with an article we had out 2 weeks ago, October 11th. TSA loudspeakers threaten travelers with arrest for joking about security. Let's play that clip and then go to our guest.
Pay particular attention to your luggage and personal belongings. Unattended luggage will and personal belongings may be treated as a danger to the facility. Do not be persuaded by strangers or individuals you do not know well to take articles aboard your flight. You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
So there you go. Then I have other articles here. Cameron says he'll take tougher measures if media continues publishing Snowden leaks. Google took down a video that the Free Syrian Electronic Army fighting the Al-Qaeda army, the fake Free Syrian army, they put out a video or linked to it, and then Google took it down. You can't see the Al-Qaeda atrocities. DHS whistleblower reveals fast-track visas for foreign investors, creating national security risk. This is the persecution. But Jonathan Corbett is not even a whistleblower. He's an investigative journalist activist. But then they call him up saying it is whistleblowing to have his own blog about documents they put out. And say what you can say about your own court case. Are you not even allowed to bring up your litigation with the Toilet Safety Administration?
Hey, Alex, how are you? I can talk about anything but the contents of those leaked documents.
All right, we'll talk about the lawsuit. Tell folks who you are for the pea brains out on YouTube.
Sure. I've been fighting TSA abuse for the last 3 years now. I filed the first lawsuit against the TSA's body scanners and their new pat-down where they literally put their hands in your pants. They've been doing this for 3 years, and my lawsuit is finally reaching the merits of the case. The judge is actually going to have to make a ruling pretty soon.
You know, should we change their name to the Total Sandusky Administration?
There's a lot of good acronyms out there for the TSA. There's a lot of potential. Maybe we should have a poll.
What's your favorite?
I like the South Park Toilet Safety Administration. That was a good one.
What about total sexual assault? I mean, that's what it is.
Yep. Also, a common one is thousands standing around because that's what you see at the checkpoints. You go there and you see about four or five people actually working and about six or seven more kind of just standing there, maybe barking some orders at the travelers every once in a while.
Yeah, when I was in Dallas flying back, they were literally growling and yelling at people with pleasure. Two guys that looked just like the guys in the Toilet Safety Administration, South Park, with the little goatees, the exact outfit, literally yelling at people with hatred. And then they saw me and started groveling in fear. What do you make of them now saying they want to arrest anyone that dares criticize their imperial lordships?
Well, I think what we need to do is have a protest with some professional comedians and go into airports and tell some jokes.
You mean in land of the free, home of the brave, have people tell jokes? That doesn't sound too... That sounds terrorist.
Yeah, it does. It's a radical idea, petitioning one's government for redress and demanding, probable cause before searches and so forth. But maybe the TSA will catch on if we keep pounding this idea into their heads.
Now, continuing, obviously, I kind of obsessed. Sometimes I look at the YouTube comments when I introduced you last time. Folks are like, how do we know he was in court? How do we know he was threatened? The point is, you've been in the national news when you infiltrate their security and show it's a fraud, but you're in court with them. These documents come out, and now they're trying to gag you, and some of the public can't even figure out how this is an assault on free speech. Without getting into the specifics of what's in the documents, we can direct them to the article on Infowars.com about it. I think the headline is TSA Threatens Blogger for Documents They Released. But specifically, the war on the press, what do you want to say about that?
It's been very interesting to see how the press works. I didn't really have much experience with the press before this. Then my cases started getting covered, and that video that I put out beating the scanners got covered. And I saw a lot of interesting things. The first is that the journalism is pretty much dead. About 95% of the sites and newspapers that published anything about me didn't actually call for a quote, and most of them just kind of rehashed stuff that other journalists said. But we also saw a lot of attempted censorship by the TSA. After my video came out, the TSA warned journalists not to cover it. Essentially, the threat being that the TSA wouldn't participate in any future interviews.
That's right. We had a Florida TV reporter actually on the show where they said, you better not report on this or else, we'll put you on a no-fly list, basically. And that became national news only because Drudge Report covered it.
Correct. So it seems that the TSA is big on this kind of censorship. I'm big on transparency, so as much as I can publish, which is almost everything, I do publish on that blog, tsaoutofourpants.wordpress.com. And for the doubters on your site, they can go to the court's website at pacer.gov, and they can look up these cases as well.
Yeah, what's amazing is they don't even care if the document's out there now. They just want you to shut up And, I mean, really, I'm sure you've talked to your lawyer. I don't know if they can tell you to shut up about documents from your case that are public.
Yeah, well, right now we have a motion in front of the Court of Appeals asking them to basically vacate the gag order. The motion has been pending now for about a week. The TSA will probably respond to it before the court makes a ruling. Hopefully that'll be cleared up, because right now the gag order serves really no purpose to protect any kind of sensitive information, because it's all out there. The only purpose it would serve is to prevent me from being a mouthpiece and kind of getting attention.
But obviously they're censoring the dinosaur media, the kleptocrat media, the state-run media. I mean, that's a real litmus test showing how controlled they are. It's been out for 2 weeks on the federal court website, them admitting in court that it's all fake, not for terrorists, never stop the terrorists. That should be sensational headlines everywhere. Instead, they're threatening you to keep your mouth shut about your court case.
I would think that it would be big enough news for national and international media attention. And if your listeners and viewers can go to your website to see what we're talking about, I just unfortunately can't talk about it.
Or they told you, quote, bad things will happen to you. Was it Don Corleone gave you a call? Was Luca Brasi there? Well, I guess they're the good guys compared to these people. We'll be right back.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
All right, Wayne Madsen's coming up at 15 after. As soon as this guest leaves us, I'm going to try to go to your calls as quickly as possible. There's some other economic news I've got to get to, but if you want the news behind the news, the story behind the story dealing with the TSA and its tie-in to the NSA, and more. We're going to have Wayne Madsen, NSA whistleblower, on with us. Right now, Jonathan Corbett is on from TSAOutOfMyPants.wordpress.com. And look, I mean, I like to travel, and it's getting dangerous, and I will not travel with my children in airports now because I see them drag crying children away, and you see an obvious Sandusky, you know, grabbing your son or daughter's genitals and really getting off on it. I went to a rock concert, and the only woman they pulled out was my buddy's wife, who's extremely attractive, and it was a woman, and she was literally salivating, grabbing her all over her body. And it's just insane what a slave state we've become. And it's all done in the name of security when the government publicly runs Al-Qaeda. But we've been putting those articles on screen. We'll put some of them back on screen that have the documents the TSA doesn't want you to see and that the whore media will not cover. That it's all completely fake. DOJ censors Blogger for documents. They released internal TSA documents, body scanners, pat-downs, not for terrorists. But this attack, and there's the documents they don't want you to see, this attack on free speech, Jonathan Corbett, now expanding out to them getting your private data. Look how they say we'll arrest you if you make jokes. It really shows what an imperious, dangerous group this is. We got about 4 minutes in this segment. What can you impart to folks that the Justice Department mafia won't arrest you for?
Well, the first thing you can do to show your contempt for TSA procedures is the opt-out. Those little body scanners are actually optional. Unfortunately, the other option is receiving a pat-down, which is, for me, about just as bad. But it ends up taking...
It's not called a pat-down. It's called a Sandusky. Go ahead.
Yeah, love pats, as we had a senator call it once. But that opt-out actually takes a good bit of the TSA's time, and that's a good indicator of people's protest for these body scanners. That's the number one thing that you can do to help out at the airport.
Ooh, I bet that's what Sandusky called it, love pats. That is so disgusting.
Let your TSA screener know how it makes you feel. You know, these people that are doing the screenings are people, too. And honestly, most of them are uncomfortable. Most of the TSA screeners are not evil pedophiles or anything like that. Most of them are just decent people trying to make some money. But this job makes them uncomfortable. And if you mention it to them, it could have some effects.
Any other points you'd like to impart to people about the Pedo Bear administration?
You know, it's something that we're seeing consistent across every agency. It came out today in the news that Obama knew that we'd all have our health insurance coverage after Obamacare came out. And, you know, he lied about that. He lied about the NSA, and he lied about whose phones he was tapping. The TSA comes out, and they lie about what these body scanners can do and so on and so forth. We're seeing it across every agency. How do we fix this? How do we make our agencies accountable to the people for telling the truth? That's something we should figure out.
In closing, from fighting him over the last few years, why did you get involved? How did it trigger your activism? A, B, where do you think this is all going? With their total victory on the streets, or really put the genie back in the bottle, or the Sandusky back in the bottle?
Yeah, Alex, I got into this because I love traveling too, and I don't want to be harassed every time I go to the airports, and I don't want to have some government person tell me they need to use some machine to take off my clothes or touch me all over. We've seen that this has spread to buses, Amtrak, we've seen it even just in subway stations and pretty much anywhere. So this is important that we stop, or else it will end up Sandusky all over the world.
Well, you know, they had a lot of TSA people arrested and convicted, and they've had top psychiatrists and psychologists say it's training our children for the Sanduskyization of America. The American flag should now be Sandusky.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.